Welcome back to the Workspace Podcast. I am your host, Justin Moran. Today's guest is Melissa Peralta, owner of Suddenly Simple Events. She's an event planner, a caterer, kind of a jack of all trades. She focuses on providing her clients with exactly the type of experience that they envision. She really focuses on that experience. We had an awesome conversation on the emergence of our current service-based economy and the challenge for small business owners to provide their customers with the best experience possible. So please sit back, listen, and enjoy. Hey, Melissa, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries. We just met like a week ago and had an awesome conversation about a lot of topics, but we kind of focused in on one thing, and that is the fact that sort of downtown Main Street physically doesn't exist anymore, but the comfort of doing business locally with people that you trust does. It's just different.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's different. I think social media is a huge part of that. Our main streets kind of moved from a physical location in the center of our town to a digital location in the center of our lives.
Let's talk a little bit about the experience that we remember. I think we're just old enough to remember what it was like to go downtown and do something, go to the diner, buy shoes, buy hardware, whatever. Mm-hmm. So let's just think back to what that was like. I know you have a couple good stories.
Yeah, well, I mean, in my hometown, there was the quintessential bike shop where everyone would go to get their bikes fixed. And it was something that I think everybody that grew up in Hull will remember that bike shop, and everyone will remember it because it was a huge deal to all the kids because the man who worked there had a voice box and one of those little machines that he used. And so as a kid, it was like this huge deal of who's going to go in the store and actually get the part, who's going to go talk to the guy. So it was this whole experience of going to the bike shop. And then as you got older, you realized you really wasn't that scary and you just became another person in the town. But I think that that's what people cling to about the Main Street experience, is that it's a shared experience that everyone can go back to and remember. And it draws us back together as all being from Hull.
Right.
Because you all know that experience and we're all afraid of the same person and had the same experience of getting to know him as a person.
Right.
And those are, you know, those are big things to share when you really think about it. And that's a big piece to be missing from your childhood.
Absolutely. And this didn't happen overnight. I mean, 20 years ago, the advent of the big box store did a lot to destroy downtown. And if you go into certain big box stores to buy, I don't know, let's say something for your home, you're walking those aisles and you make contact with someone that might be able to help you, but they really don't want to make eye contact with you. And the last thing they want to do is really help you. But we do need that personal attention sometimes. And I think the nature of our economy today, the digital revolution, if you will, has enabled people who might be small town people to provide that level of service, to provide that extra care, that experience that we all expect when exchanging our money for something that we could buy really anywhere. So I guess let's just kind of dive into a little bit about the experience that is enabled by social media and selling online.
I think that's a great example. And like you mentioned, about 20 years ago, my family business went out of business.
Yeah.
It was specifically a children's shoe business. And this was, you know, we're kind of making a return to the niche market now, because before, for four generations, my family was able to run a thriving family business on just selling children's shoes.
Yeah.
Not even all shoes, just only certain brands too.
Right.
And so the whole experience there, though, and when the economy changed and where the business failed, was that no one cared about buying shoes from Frank and Marion anymore.
Yeah.
It wasn't about the fact that my grandmother was going to measure their foot and really help your child grow properly, help their feet, help them for the rest of their lives. Then people just started going to the store and they wanted the cute shoes and the sparkly shoes. And it didn't matter about the quality of the product or the experience of buying it. And now on the flip side of that, I get to be an event planner slash private chef caterer and do this crazy niche thing that's designed around what I love doing, because now Main Street doesn't exist. I'm able to have the business that I have now, which is also ridiculously niche.
Yeah.
But it's because I'm able to get online and tell people about these services that I have. In Main Street, everyone knew they needed shoes for their kids. And so it was a need that you had. You knew you needed it. And the only way to find it was to see a store that sold those things.
Right.
And then it was about building a relationship with that person that kept you coming back. You needed to go to the store. You just had a choice of who to go to. Now, we have all these services that people are just creating, but there's no way for me to tell people that I can come help you with your party or help you host Thanksgiving or help you with all of these things because I help with so many things, but they're very specific in a certain sense. And the only way for me to reach that consumer and effectively connect with them is initially, at least, because it is so much about the experience and the relationship. And that's what's caused my business to grow. But to initially get out there, we need to connect. And there's not that main street. There's not that physical place, social media, which, you know, everyone kind of gives a bad rap as killing the human experience and driving us apart. But I think that when it's used supplementally to human experience, it is a major catalyst for human interaction.
Right, right. And I think Facebook is totally recognizing this. And I think one of their recent ad campaigns says, you know, the best part about Facebook is the stuff that happens off of Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So they're definitely catching on and creating a whole campaign about it. I mean, you bring up a good point. The barriers to entry are even lower these days for someone that just wants to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me the other day about when you started your business, the way that you were able to get some initial reviews mm-hmm. was to just basically give it away.
So yeah, that's exactly what I did. I had an idea of what I wanted to do, and I didn't know how to really make that a business, but I knew exactly what I wanted to do, and I figured someone would probably let me do it, especially if I did it for free.
Yeah.
And once I could do it for free, I could show people what I was doing.
Yeah.
And so I got on social media. I created a website. I created Instagram. I created all the accounts to make my business visible online, and then just started posting in groups that I personally was a part of within my community, which are kind of our digital main street. You know, every town kind of has a, you know, I live in Scituate, we have Scituate Monthly, we have Scituate Posting, and mm-hmm. different groups on there that we can connect as a community. And so I started connecting with my community on social media, talking about what I was doing and offering my services. Through that, I was able to connect with a woman in the community who runs a foundation, and her foundation was having a fundraiser. So I helped with the fundraiser. And then through that connection, I connected with the Cohasset Elder Affairs, who now uses us all the time in a business setting. I think that's a great example of how you can use Facebook and technology and the internet to connect and to showcase the experience that people will have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's really the corner we've turned in social media too, is that it used to kind of be about just sharing pictures. It was after the fact. It was the alternative of come over and watch the slideshow of my vacation. Now I'm going to share the folder.
Right. Yeah.
And now you can just look at all the pictures or just skip right over them.
Keep scrolling. Let's just talk a little bit about the experience economy itself. I mean,
right, how it's all about the experiences.
Yeah, we're no longer, you know, selling physical widgets anymore. Most of us are making money by providing a service to somebody else. And instead of having thoughts about whether something works or not, we all have thoughts about how we felt about something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was the actual experience about? So give me your thoughts about how you provide an experience to your clients and how that pays dividends.
Well, the experience is essential. I mean, we live in a 24/7 world where no one stops and everything's gone in a blink of an eye. And everyone wants to have that Pinterest perfect table for their kids' first birthdays now. I think about my birthdays when I was a kid and it was like some pigs in a blanket on a plate and some pizza and we were all hanging out in the basement and that was the party.
Yeah.
But that was before there was Facebook. Nobody cared about showing the pictures of the party. It's almost as if the memories of the experience, the evidence of the experiences that we have become more important. And I think the service that I provide is so important because it gives people the ability to kind of get the best of both worlds. They can have that picture perfect Pinterest table that they can look back on and remember and be impressed by all over again.
Yeah.
But the most important thing about the services I provide aren't those picture perfect tables, which everyone loves. It's that you don't have to do that. Instead of putting together that table or worrying if your guests have drinks or if they're happy, you're focused and in the moment because you have my team there to make sure that you're there immersed in that experience. So it's not just about the experience of customer service, but it's about allowing people to enjoy their experiences, which is becoming increasingly rare these days.
I agree. I totally agree. So you have a little bit of a different spin on creating an event or or catering. Talk a little bit about your business because I think it's definitely unique.
It is unique because everyone's unique. And that's really what I wanted to focus on, is that I'm focused on the details. I think that's what makes everything special. That's what makes your guests blown away. That's what makes things memorable. We work with each client because every client's party is different. You know, a lot of caterers offer a regular menu and they say, here's what we offer and here's what you can choose. And it's a very set, it's what we sell.
Okay.
And with what I do, it's different because we go in and I sit down with each client And I asked them the questions that I would ask myself if I were putting together a party. And I want to ask them things like, what are some of the things that you know your guests already love on the menu? Every year you serve mac and cheese and your guests are going to come here expecting amazing mac and cheese, we're going to make you an amazing mac and cheese. Just okay. Because you're hiring us as the caterer doesn't mean that it has to not be your event anymore. And that's really what I try to focus on is I'm kind of a control freak personally. So when the idea of letting somebody else throw my party for me is I threw my own baby shower. I couldn't process. Everyone agreed with the hormones involved. It was better to just let me do it. I was like, I don't want to be mad at anyone when it's not exactly what I want. Just better if we just let me do it.
Just let me do it.
And that's a good one. I think that there's a lot of people like me out there when it comes to parties. You know, everyone wants to be the hostess with the mostest. And that's a huge deal to let go of that for people. And so I like to come in and, you know, I say I'm part therapist because I would need someone to really hold my hand and make me feel warm and fuzzy about the fact that I was going to hand over this thing that I take very seriously to them and just hope they don't mess it up. I have not hired a caterer ever, and I'm trying to get myself ready for that because it's a big experience. And people, I think, kind of minimize the importance of food at events.
So the point is you don't roll in with a bunch of hot plates and light the burner and walk away.
No, we do it just the way my grandmother would do it. I go shopping the morning of the event and I run around and I hand select everything. I make sure the vegetables are beautiful and stuff that I would put on my table. I come in with my chef and the chef prepares everything. I focus on kind of the hostess side of things, table setting, making sure everything is just right so that there's an experience for your guests to walk into. I mean, I love what I do. And I think that that's a huge part of why people enjoy my service versus just standard catering. It's not just a staff that comes in from a company that the company might have a great reputation, but you don't know the person that's going to come handle your party. Mm-hmm. And with my clients, they know that it will be me that comes and does the job, and they can trust that it will be the experience that they're expecting from working with me personally. And I think that the economy that we're in now with being online and connecting on social media, you're your own brand. And right. So business and personal life and all of that's kind of become intertwined, which is the way that it was when we had physical Main Street. Everything was attached to your reputation and your family and your home. And I think that's one of the things that people don't want to let go of, is that there's a lot of faceless companies and there's no personal connection to things.
So the challenge for small businesses today is to focus on the experience, because if you don't provide what people want or what people expect, there's someone else behind them that's going to do it, because the barriers to entry to almost any service are zero.
Absolutely.
Zero. I could do what you do tomorrow. I mean, the food might not be that good, but I could do it if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But you're out there providing the experience that people appreciate and expect. So I guess that's the challenge today.
Yeah.
Lots to think about. How do people get in touch with you if they'd like to think about a party or an event coming up?
Well, online's always a great way.
Yeah, sure.
We are online, suddenlysimpleevents.com. You can also find us on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest, all of those things. We're also out in the community pretty often. So if you want to check out our calendar on the website, we do fundraising events and different things within the community. Love to connect with people.
Based in Scituate, how far do you travel for?
We go where the party is. We've gone up to Maine. We've gone to Rhode Island. We'll go anywhere. We're flexible.
Awesome. Cool. How long have you been in business?
2016.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so we're still fairly new, but it's a great point. I think that now that, you know, thanks to social media, and I think that that's a great point, is that social media got it off the ground, but it wasn't until we were able to get out in the community and make connections and show people the experience that they could have working with us, that the business really started to grow.
Now, I've been at one of your events that you provided service for, I think with South Shore Innovation. Mm-hmm. So that's one aspect of your business, obviously the nonprofit sector. You're doing personal parties and things of that nature too?
Most of the events that we do are personal events, mostly in people's homes. We're even doing a wedding in someone's home. And I think that that's a part of the market that we feed into, is that we're in an innovative culture. People are breaking traditions. We're thinking outside the box. People don't have to get married in a church and at a banquet hall anymore. I just did a wedding and they got married in their backyard, but it was absolutely gorgeous. It was a woodsy, rustic themed wedding, and that's becoming so popular, and people are willing to spend money on experiences versus these cookie cutter things that they're supposed to spend their money on.
Yeah, I agree. I just went to a 50th birthday party, and it was at a plant store. When I got the invite, I was like, it's going to be at a plant store? I'm going to be allergic to the whole thing. Because I'm allergic to everything. I get there, and it was absolutely gorgeous. It was awesome. It was fantastic. They had a band and everything. It was awesome.
You know, even though we're losing physical Main Street, Kennedy's is a garden, and people are, you know, going there to buy their plants and things like that.
Yeah.
But they're also realizing that it's a local business that's seasonal and that they're competing with big box stores. And how do we help keep the community is thinking that way? And I think the fact that's becoming an increasingly popular place to host shows that we want to support our communities, even if we're willing to kind of let go of the fact that we don't have a hardware store at every town or bike store at every town. Bike stores are closing left and right.
Yeah, and we just lost one in Cohasset.
And it's sad to see him go, but I think that that's kind of what we need to focus on, is that while the bike stores might be closing, we're still focused in our community in many, many ways.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Well, it's awesome catching up with you again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think we could think of another topic one day.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'd love to be back.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Melissa.
All right. Thank you.
Once again, that was Melissa Peralta of Suddenly Simple Events. If you enjoyed today's episodes, please hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and most importantly, share with your friends. The Workspace podcast can be found on Apple Podcast or wherever you listen. If you have an interest in podcasting, please don't hesitate to reach out. I can be emailed at info@workspacema.com. Thanks for listening today, and we'll see you on the next one.